Well, I think this is quite extraordinary on the back of the Exchequer returns are up to October 25. An extra 2.7 billion has been paid into the National Exchequer by people working and people that are hard pressed to pay those high taxes and income tax and VAT and all the charges. This is quite extraordinary that this government then again would, on top of that, to rise energy prices by this hike. I mean, this time last year, prior to the government being formed, they had energy credits of 450 per house. This year there was no energy credits. And this is extraordinary. This will put further pressure on families here in the Northwest and indeed all over Ireland. And this has to be the most unpopular decision so far by this government. And it's something that has to be reconsidered and pressure must be put on government to change their mind on this. This is not acceptable. People can't afford it.
So your solution would be energy credits, yeah?
Well, absolutely. I think last year, with 2.7 billion less of a return, the government could afford to give the credit of 450 euros per house. I think pensioners and young families and anybody that's on low wages needs the credits. It's quite obvious that people are very hard pressed coming into this Christmas, and this is desperate news for those families that have to deal with those hikes.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying the reasoning is that they're covering the cost of upgrades to the national grid. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, every day this government comes up with a new reason for a new tax, a new excuse. The fact of the matter is this government is flush with money. They're putting 10 billion away for a rainy day. They don't realise, they're not in touch with ordinary people. People are under so much pressure now at the moment that this is not acceptable and has to be reconsidered.